Reverend Miriam, Joan Handy.
Thank you so much. Our invocation today. Oh, great mystery of the universe, Mother, Father, Goddess, God. We call forth our spirit guides, our angels, our master teachers, our galactic loved ones. We ask for love and guidance to fulfill us and guide us each and every day. We ask for the blessings to be abundant in our lives, and we ask for all those in attendance today to feel those beautiful, wonderful blessings and energies. Let them be filled in their hearts and their souls and their bodies with all this love. So be it. Selah. Amen. And with a little music in the background, we'll start our meditation. Please now get comfortable, uncross your feet, uncross your hands. Close your eyes if you feel like it. And today, with some deep breaths in, hold it for a few minutes, and then deep breath out, long and slow on the exhale. And feel the lotus flower of your crown chakra beginning to open to receive beautiful cosmic energies coming in from central sun. Beautiful photons of light filling our bodies, filling every cell of our being. For these photons of light are the truth of who we are. We are beings of light. We are beings of love. We are beings of Christ consciousness and truth. And feel these beautiful cosmic photons of light flowing now from our crown chakra down through the third eye, into the throat, touching each chakra, opening it, cleansing it, aligning it. Photons of beautiful cosmic light now down into our heart area, our solar plexus, and the lower chakras two and one. And feel the photons of cosmic light energy now flow all the way down our legs into our feet and ground Mother Earth. So beautiful as we now allow the light flowing through us to now circulate into Mother Earth and return up through the feet, rooted in her gifts of stability, rooted in her gifts of balance, rooted in her gifts of life itself from our Mother Gaia, Mother Earth. For we are these beings of light. The light within us glows and glows and fills each and every cell with beautiful Christ-conscious love energy. Each cell just being filled with light and being balanced and healed into perfection. Each and every cell healing in this light, this beautiful inner light coming in from the God source, coming up from Mother Earth. Beautiful light that fills our whole body, every organ now being surrounded and blessed as a whole, brought into perfection of healing, perfection of balance, and perfection of functioning on every level. And allow this light to fill us now into every bone, our whole entire skeleton, our joints. You have a joint that needs work or help. Focus on the light now in that joint, radiating from every cell, filling every muscle and ligament, filling every joint with beauty, blessings of love and light, and bringing every part of our skeleton and joints into perfect balance and health, into perfection of healing. And allow this beautiful light energy now to begin to flow outwards and radiate. Know that it comes through the chakras in your hands, the chakras in your feet. And it radiates out as we focus our attention on letting our inner light flow out and become a source of love and light to all humanity and this beautiful planet that we live on. Let our inner light now glow like the brightest sun that bathes this beautiful planet. Let that inner light flow and glow like sun. Sunshine going out. As it heals our body, we now send it forth to heal others that we love, friends and family. Heal others that are making transition into the glorious world of spirit. Flowing light out, out, bathing our planet, touching the heart, mind, and soul of every person. You are powerful beings of light, beautiful in every way. You are now fully immersed in light from the cosmos, from Mother, Father, God. And now allow that light to settle within you. Feel it glow within you. Feel it shine within you. And let it continue to heal you from head to toe today and each and every day that follows. Blessings abound. And when you're ready, take a few more deep breaths and come back. Come back to full waking attention to our beautiful service today. Thank you. All right, it is now my honor to introduce our speaker today, Reverend Cindy Hoffman. And Cindy, longtime occupant of Camp Chesterfield, is an incredible medium, a teacher, a healer, and a lady of a pure heart filled with light and love. And please, we will begin this portion of the sermon with a wonderful song by Laura Stack, This Little Light of Mine. And even though you're muted, be sure you sing along. Laura?
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
It's so fun to see you all singing. I love it. Let's do it again.
This little light of mine,
bring it home now. jazz hands. What a good intro for you, Reverend Cindy. Here we go.
Yes, for sure. Thank you so much. And thank you, Reverend Miriam. I loved your meditation. It was so peaceful. I kind of want to just stay there and float a little bit longer. Thank you. Yeah, really. Thank you so much. Well, good morning, everyone. Happy Sunday to you. I hope it is sunny where you're at. And if it's not, it's okay. Taking a break from the sun, maybe. So welcome to this Sunday service. So today's talk, The Journey of Walking Your Light, The Great Perfection, is slightly, just a little bit, inspired by last week's talk, if you were here, but only in the respect of our path or our walk on Terra, or in other words, planet Earth. Dzogchen is Tibetan, and it means great perfection. It is a spiritual tradition and meditative practice that is at the pinnacle of the teachings of the Nyingma school of Tibetan Buddhism. It is also found to a lesser degree in the other Tibetan Buddhist schools and in the indigenous Bon religion. But I'm not going to get bogged down in a deep dive with Dzogchen, because you can check it out when you have a moment to do so. It does go quite deep, and there is a lot to learn about it. But I am going to go straight to the essence. And the essence is your essence. And the essence of every living creature. Dzogchen states that our essence is pure, whole, and complete. There's nothing missing. And that's why we call it the great perfection. Dzogchen states that you are the great perfection. And we are. Our essence is made up of the vibration and light that we briefly touched on last week. This vibrational frequency and light has a much higher frequency than our physical forms or beings. Our physical being tends to see everything, and you hear me talk about this a lot, through these eyes and not this eye, and through this mind and not this mind. And in any event, the great perfection is you, right now, right here in this moment. Not some fully developed you after you do this or that, just like we discussed last Sunday. The journey started when you arrived, and the great perfection is within. The great perfection is our true nature, whether we realize it or not. That's the ground or the foundation of Dzogchen. And so how do we go about to begin to see our true nature? By awakening through life experiences. And the process is our path. Through walking our path, we get introduced to pure awareness. Directly, right on the spot. This is why it is critical that we practice becoming more aware of our life occurrences, because everybody or everything, whether a thorn in your side or the rose itself, is a teacher. The path. It began with your original seeking. That gut feeling, that knowing inside that there must be something else. There is something else. And that was the door opening for you to step on the path. And no matter if you tread this way on the path or if you tread straight ahead on the path, the fact is that you found what you were seeking for, the doorway to the path, your path. They say that Dzogchen, the path, is really quite simple. That's not to say it's easy, but it's simple. And what they mean by that is the only thing we need to do is to recognize this pure inner nature. And we need to experience it for ourselves. The quote by Buddha, "No one saves us but ourselves, no one can and no one may," we ourselves must walk the path? Well, that's not really the true verse, but it could be considered the basic essence of the verse. The verse, chapter 20, the path, verse 276, goes like this. You yourselves must strive. The Buddhas only point the way. The Dhammapada. This quote or verse highlights the concept of self-reliance and personal empowerment. It challenges the notion of relying on others for our happiness or success, urging us to look within ourselves and with determination to forge forward. We need to experience it for ourselves in order for the light bulb to go off. The aha moments, they must occur. And through this type of learning and or accumulative revelations, they start to integrate into every aspect of our lives. Slowly but surely, and sometimes quickly. But they start to integrate into every aspect of our lives where we start seeing things with this eye as well as these eyes. And where we will fully manifest the enlightened qualities that were there all along. As Dr. Alexander Berzin, scholar, translator, and teacher of Tibetan Buddhism notes, all of the good qualities of Buddha already are innate, which means that they arise simultaneously with each moment of Rigpa, or knowing. Knowing. Light bulb moments. So how do we practice this in our everyday life? Well, it is said applying the view of Dzogchen in daily life begins with mindfulness, being aware. By cultivating present moment awareness, we can observe thoughts and emotions as transient phenomena, rather than becoming entangled in them. Entangled in them is the magic word. And by them, we're talking about our thoughts and our emotions. Entanglement. A simple example, allowing the news to upset you day by day, year after year. Remember, everyone, this is something we have absolute choice or control over. You choose or not to choose this type of unsettling toxicity to enter your energy field, your home, your personal space. Entanglement, look it up. It means exactly what it says. Entanglement. And it plays a role in all of our lives. So look for it. I always see that character in the Charlie Brown cartoon, and I can't remember what his name is, but you know that dust ball that's always around that little one. Yep, entanglement. And secondly, we can also continue to work our light. And this may be one of the most solid acts we can utilize to help us and others to elevate. I love the perspective of author Rebecca Campbell, who writes, "By following what you love, you are working your light. By choosing a higher thought when you find yourself in a bad mood, you are working your light. By encouraging someone instead of criticizing them, you are working your light. By sharing your unique gifts, you are working your light. And by being true to yourself, you are working your light. Just by being here, coming to these Sunday gatherings, you are working your light. Simply deciding to come and be with like-minded people, you are working your light. Matthew chapter 5, verse 15. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. When do we light a lamp and stick it in the closet? Hopefully none of us do that. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone, everything in the household. Light. Oh my goodness. There's no question that in our fast-paced and seemingly chaotic world, it is easy to lose sight of our true selves amidst the distractions and the demands of daily life. You bet it is. Yet the truth remains that deep within each of us lies a spark of divine perfection. And this, my friends, is what Dzogchen is all about. A part of us that is pure and untouched and unblemished by the challenges of the world. Write it down. Put it on your bathroom mirror. That should give you strength. A part of us that is pure, untouched, and unblemished by the challenges of the world. I encourage you to remember that it is through the practice of self-reflection, mindfulness, spiritual growth, that we can begin to uncover and embrace this inherent perfection within us. We're doing it right now by being here for Sunday gathering, where self-reflection, mindfulness, and spiritual growth does take place. It's happening when sitting on a quiet front porch or taking a walk in the park or feeling the love in your heart for those that love you. And just a note here, embracing the great perfection within us is not about attaining perfection in the traditional sense, but rather about acknowledging and honoring the divine essence, the spark of the divine light that resides within each one of us. Not one person does not have that spark. Not one. We all do. And so, as we go forth from this place today, let us remember that the great perfection is not something to be achieved or acquired, but rather something to be realized and embodied. It's not out there. It's not external to us. It is part of who we are at the very core, because the great perfection or the divinity in us, the divine light, is already within. We came here with it. We came here with it. It is our spiritual essence. So in closing, the so-called imperfections that everybody sees through these eyes is all physical stuff. We are all witness to our own learning, all of us as a whole. And I want to share this vision with you, if you can just kind of pretend or envision it in your own mind. If all of us here today, gathered here today, were to take off our coat, just like the movie Cocoon, unzip it, take it off, all of us would see our true nature, which is light. And we would all be communicating through our vibrational frequencies and telecommunication. All of that is about energy. And if we were all sitting down in a movie theater just reserved for us, and up on the screen, yeah, there's, you know, a movie going on about what's going on in the world and in our lives. All of it's happening at the same time. Well, first of all of us sitting side by side, you would not be surprised of the highest level caliber of individuals that would be sitting next to you. Highly evolved souls, highly evolved healers, teachers, mediums. These are the things we don't see with these eyes, only this eye. And the funny part about this is we'd be sitting next to each other and then looking up at the screen and going, oh my God, did you see how I acted? Did you see how I responded to that? And then the caring individual next to you would go, yeah, but look, you learned the lesson over here. All is good. All is good. But we'd actually be laughing at ourselves for our reactions. But through our reactions or our emotions, hopefully we do learn the process so that we can sit there at that time and go, yeah, it took me that long to get there, but I got it. Yeah. And so to help us do that and get to that point why we are here in these physical forms, we simply need to tap into our divine light more often than not, which in turn makes for a more fulfilling and inspiring life as we journey here on earth. And guess what? Our individual growth affects the collective growth. And so as we embark on our transformative journey that leads to personal fulfillment, it will also lead to a more harmonious world. So continue to work your light every day, no matter the degree, because we all know some days will be better than others and that we're not always on the top of our game, but there's always another opportunity, another moment, another chance. And do not be swayed by doubt or fear, but instead trust in the power of the great perfection, because it is within you. Extend kindness and grace and understanding to ourselves and to others, because guess what? We are all learning here, every one of us. May you all find comfort and strength in knowing that the great perfection is within you, in each and every one of you. And hopefully it will carry or help you carry you through your walk in life, your journey, with a sense of purpose and gratitude and reverence as to the choice you made to come here in order to continue your evolution in learning, in healing, and in loving yourself and others. The journey of working your light is in the great perfection. Thank you, everyone.
Okay. I'm unmuted. Great. Well, thank you so much, Reverend Cindy Hoffman, for that inspiring message today. Our essence of great perfection, this beautiful higher frequency you mentioned, and it is our choice and our duty to move forward in those energies and follow the guidance of the Master's teachings and living in spiritual mindfulness, working our light, sharing our light, playing with our light. It's always our choice. Thank you so much. It was a great, great message. All righty. So now at this time, we will now end our recording and move into the second half of our service.